All things come into being through opposition, and all are in flux like a river. Heraclitus said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it is not the same river, and he is not the same man." The implication is clear. Reality flows whether you consent or not. Wisdom lies in understanding the current, not resisting it. When you fight the current, you exhaust yourself. When you flow with it, you arrive. Everything moves. The Stoic knows this before they speak, before they act, before they breathe. Life shifts beneath the feet like a river under constant pressure. Heraclitus said, "All things come into being through opposition, and all are in flux like a river. To live is to be carried by currents we do not control, and to resist them is to exhaust ourselves in vain. The wise do not force the flow, they learn to move within it, eyes steady, pulse calm, mind anchored in reason." Cleanthes taught that fate guides the willing and drags the unwilling. The Stoic chooses to be guided. They understand that the universe does not bend to command. It reveals itself through obedience to order. The one who accepts this guidance moves through change, untouched by chaos. Every shift becomes instruction. Every obstacle becomes alignment. The river of existence does not stop for impatience. The mind trained by Stoicism does not fight the current of reality. It adapts, adjusts, observes. It finds stillness inside motion. Each event, each delay, each silence becomes part of the same rhythm. What others call misfortune, the Stoic recognizes as direction. What others resist, they integrate. The flow of life becomes the teacher that no book could replace. To force life is to sink within it. To move with it is to rise in precision. The Stoic learns that mastery is not control, but calibration. Strength is measured by the ability to remain composed within turbulence. They do not rush, they do not beg, they do not demand. They act as nature acts, with quiet inevitability. The lecture begins here, where stillness meets movement, and where the disciplined learn to flow without losing form. Nothing worth preserving in this world is born from haste. The Stoic learns this through the stillness of trial. The desire to force outcomes fractures the mind. It creates resistance against what must be observed, understood, and mastered. Control is not dominance, it is discernment. To force life is to argue with its natural order. To align with life is to see movement as cooperation with fate. Epictetus said, "No great thing is created suddenly." These words were not meant as comfort, but as command. Every transformation is gradual. Every step demands patience. The Stoic accepts the pace of nature as the only true rhythm of progress. To force growth is to destroy its foundation. A fruit picked too early cannot nourish. A mind pushed too fast cannot stabilize. The one who learns to wait, who labors in silence, begins to see that strength matures only in time. The modern mind is impatient because it worships outcome. It equates movement with achievement and noise with importance. The Stoic rejects this illusion. Progress is invisible long before it becomes undeniable. The internal work happens without applause. The external results follow when alignment is complete. The person who resists forcing learns to recognize life as a process of refinement, not conquest. Each delay becomes an opportunity to deepen control rather than lose it. "Make the best use of what is in your power," Epictetus taught, "and take the rest as it happens." This is the posture of non-forcing. The Stoic focuses on the controllable with absolute intensity and releases everything beyond it without resentment. This balance produces peace. It eliminates the waste of emotional energy on speculation and fear. To live this way requires strength greater than aggression. It requires discipline to let things unfold without interference. In silence, the mind resets. The noise of urgency fades, revealing clarity beneath it. When no one is watching, the real shaping begins. This is where discipline matures from routine into identity. When no validation arrives, the stoic continues. They build with precision. They strengthen the unseen. Silence becomes the crucible where the inner architecture of character forms. The person who no longer forces anything no longer fractures themselves. They align with the flow of existence, accepting friction as necessary, but never resisting reality itself. Control is reclaimed by surrendering the illusion of control. Power grows through awareness of limits. The Stoic learns that serenity and strength are one motion expressed in opposite directions. Stillness within movement, movement within stillness. To force is to distrust nature. To let go is to stand with it. The Stoic does not wait passively. They act within their sphere of power with total commitment. They do not seek to bend the world, but to perfect their conduct within it. The disciplined person becomes a mirror of reason. They embody the natural order through rational acceptance, not emotional struggle. The modern culture celebrates forcing. It idolizes constant productivity, instant validation, and control over uncertainty. This is why peace remains rare. The Stoic walks the opposite path, slow, deliberate, detached from spectacle. They understand that mastery is invisible. It begins with restraint, endures through patience, and reveals itself through consistency. The result is quiet strength. A Stoic who practices patience becomes immune to chaos. They no longer depend on the speed of results to define their worth. They cultivate internal metrics, discipline, focus, and composure. They learn that every forced outcome carries hidden instability. Every act of restraint fortifies the mind against collapse. The individual who accepts the natural timing of things becomes unshakable. Freedom, Epictetus said, is the only worthy goal in life. The Stoic achieves it not through domination, but through alignment. Freedom is won by disregarding what lies beyond control. It is the liberation from emotional dependence on the external. The one who forces outcomes remains enslaved to them. The one who accepts them as they unfold stands free within every circumstance. This is the essence of Stoic power. To force relationships, timing, or recognition is to live as a captive of desire. The Stoic detaches from these chains by mastering the will. Their focus is internal order, the shaping of perception, the precision of response. They see how the need to control reveals fear. True confidence is expressed through calm non-interference. The disciplined person does not chase, they attract through composure. When the Stoic works, they do so without attachment to result. Their labor is devotion, not demand. They measure progress by execution, not outcome. This posture removes fatigue. The mind becomes lighter, the emotions quieter. The person acts from principle, not impulse. They learn to enjoy process as expression of character. The act of forcing comes from fear of stillness. People force because silence exposes their uncertainty. The Stoic faces silence until it becomes home. They find strength in its weight. They begin to trust themselves in absence of validation. This transformation is invisible but absolute. The person who once sought control now embodies calm control. When the world rushes, the Stoic observes. They move with deliberate timing, guided by reason, not urgency. They understand that nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. The river does not force its path, yet it carves through stone. The Stoic models this principle in thought and action. They become fluid yet firm, unmoved by pressure, steady under delay. Building in silence is an act of defiance against chaos. It is the refusal to trade patience for recognition. Each quiet effort becomes a brick in the fortress of self-mastery. As months pass without validation, the Stoic continues. They understand that endurance outlasts spectacle. Their foundation deepens while others collapse from speed. Silence becomes the rhythm of construction. When no one cares, the real work begins. The Stoic welcomes obscurity because it removes distraction. It separates the sincere from the shallow. Without audience, every action becomes authentic. This solitude refines the will. The mind stops performing and starts building. The absence of validation becomes fuel for discipline. The Stoic learns that purpose does not depend on praise. The desire to force is strongest when ego feels unseen. This is why humility is essential to discipline. The Stoic works without needing acknowledgement. Their motivation originates from alignment with virtue, not vanity. They understand that the universe unfolds by its own rhythm. To demand results prematurely is to argue with this law. The wise learn to trust the tempo of destiny. Life has its own intelligence. Every delay hides instruction. Every obstacle teaches proportion. The Stoic studies these rhythms without resistance. They observe cause and effect without attachment. This observation sharpens awareness. Awareness becomes foresight. Foresight becomes power. In this way, patience becomes an active form of control. To force is to exhaust. To wait with purpose is to conserve energy. The Stoic treats restraint as strategy. They hold when others react. They watch when others rush. Their mind stays unclouded, their action precise. Every decision becomes an act of alignment. This discipline reduces error and increases impact. When the Stoic feels pressure to act, they first question motive. Is it reason or emotion commanding movement? If emotion leads, they pause. If reason leads, they proceed. This self-questioning preserves composure. It prevents mistakes born from haste. The individual becomes both actor and observer, maintaining command of themselves within every circumstance. The lesson of non-forcing extends to thought. To force understanding is to block it. Insight arises when the mind relaxes its grip. The Stoic cultivates this loosened focus. They study, reflect, and then release the need for immediate clarity. In that release, comprehension arrives naturally. The mind functions best in still equilibrium, not in struggle. Every forced outcome decays because it lacks foundation. The Stoic constructs through gradual reinforcement. Each habit is layered with intention. Each action connects to a principle. There is no urgency in this architecture, only precision. Like craftsmen, they refine edges, remove flaws, and polish structure. The result is quiet perfection earned through time. A person aligned with nature does not chase seasons. They work within them. They understand when to act, when to rest, when to observe. Forcing violates this balance. The Stoic studies cycles, growth, decay, renewal. They see patience as partnership with life's rhythm. Each day becomes practice in timing. Each delay becomes part of the plan. The modern obsession with instant change blinds people to gradual transformation. The Stoic sees that real change happens below perception. A seed does not show growth while it roots. The work of the mind follows the same law. To demand immediate results is to disturb the process. The wise let time complete what effort begins. The disciplined mind values direction over speed. They know that every rushed success becomes future instability. The Stoic defines progress by depth, not visibility. They build systems, not moments. Their patience outlasts competition. Their calm becomes advantage. The world exhausts itself in haste, while the Stoic advances silently. Detachment is not indifference. It is measured care. The Stoic cares deeply but without dependence. They engage fully in each act, then release its outcome. This balance sustains clarity. Emotion no longer dictates judgment. Each action becomes clean, untainted by expectation. Freedom begins when attachment ends. The Stoic observes desire as motion within the mind, not as command. They recognize it, analyze it, and then decide if it deserves obedience. This gap between stimulus and action is where power resides. Forcing removes the gap. Patience expands it. In that expansion, freedom lives. The Stoic trains to live within this space permanently. People force relationships because they fear solitude. The Stoic uses solitude as practice for self-sufficiency. They find peace in their own company. This independence attracts genuine connection. When one no longer forces others to stay, those who remain do so by truth. The Stoic earns loyalty through consistency, not demand. The practice of non-forcing extends into thought, speech, and movement. The disciplined person pauses before every word. They measure tone, intention, and impact. Their speech becomes precise. Their actions follow principle. This restraint builds authority. The Stoic does not waste language or motion. Everything they express carries weight. When adversity rises, the untrained panic, the Stoic steadies. They understand that struggle is not an interruption, but a continuation of order. Resistance is feedback. It reveals weakness to be corrected. To force through difficulty without reflection is to repeat it. To endure it consciously is to refine through it. The Stoic uses every obstacle as instruction. Nature teaches patience through every form. Mountains take centuries to shape. Rivers carve landscapes through repetition. Trees grow by invisible increments. The Stoic mirrors this persistence. They measure progress in endurance, not intensity. Their calm consistency outlasts those who rely on bursts of effort. When nothing moves, the Stoic still works. They refine the small. They strengthen internal posture. They adjust their perception to see lessons in delay. Stillness becomes fertile ground. The world sees stagnation. The Stoic sees incubation. Within that waiting, new direction forms. People who force outcomes rarely sustain them. What is seized through impatience collapses under pressure. The Stoic avoids this by anchoring each goal in principle. Principles do not decay. They adapt through reason. This structure survives uncertainty. The disciplined person relies on law, not luck. Freedom exists in the refusal to react impulsively. Every pause is an act of rebellion against chaos. The Stoic turns restraint into habit. Each controlled response builds mental armor. With time, emotion becomes servant to will. Nothing external can dictate the inner state once control is internalized. The Stoic who practices patience develops foresight. They anticipate cycles because they have observed them in silence. They predict reaction by studying their own. This self-mastery creates stability in unstable environments. The person who no longer forces life begins to guide it through presence. When recognition arrives, the Stoic remains unchanged. They see success as another test of detachment. If they cling to it, it corrupts. If they let it pass, it strengthens. Every achievement becomes practice in balance. They neither inflate nor diminish themselves. Their worth stays rooted in conduct. The person who forces nothing becomes unbreakable because they expect nothing from chance. Their power does not depend on alignment of circumstance. It flows from consistency. When storms come, they remain composed. When calm returns, they remain composed. Stability becomes identity. The discipline of non-forcing is the discipline of faith, not blind faith in outcomes, but rational trust in order. The Stoic knows that reality unfolds through cause and effect. To align with this order is to stand with the inevitable. They act according to reason, then release everything beyond it. This release is not surrender, but mastery. In every quiet moment, the Stoic sharpens perception. They watch emotions arise and dissolve. They measure thought like a craftsman measures cut. This awareness transforms reaction into understanding. When the mind sees clearly, it no longer rushes. Clarity replaces haste. Understanding replaces fear. To live without forcing is to live intelligently. Each decision aligns with logic, not impulse. Each day becomes a sequence of measured acts. The result is peace without stagnation, motion without noise, achievement without obsession. The Stoic walks through life balanced between doing and allowing. The wisdom of Epictetus remains the anchor. Make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. This single law governs all Stoic action. It ends the conflict between will and world. It transforms frustration into focus, anxiety into acceptance, and restlessness into rhythm. Nothing must be forced when everything is understood. The Stoic learns that life is always moving in proportion to readiness. To hurry is to fall out of sync with nature. To align is to advance without friction. Patience becomes a form of speed. Stillness becomes momentum. Silence becomes mastery. The disciplined person begins by recognizing that every expectation creates an invisible chain. The more one demands that life conforms to preference, the heavier that chain becomes. The Stoic learns that release is strength. The act of letting go of demand restores command over perception. When one's peace no longer depends on outcomes, clarity returns. The mind becomes lighter, the pulse steadier, and the will purer. In this state, direction replaces desire. Epictetus taught that we should not demand that things happen as we wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen. This is not a resignation, but a realignment with nature's rhythm. The Stoic who lives by this principle understands that resistance against what already is serves no purpose. Acceptance becomes an act of courage. Each moment is met as it arrives, neither delayed by hope nor corrupted by fear. This is how peace emerges through order, not indulgence. A person who insists on control spends their life fighting reality. Each frustration becomes proof of inner instability. The Stoic studies this pattern until it dissolves. They learn that events unfold beyond emotions' reach. Their focus narrows to what the mind and body can execute with precision. From this posture, all else is released without anger. The world moves, and they move with it. Every act of patience is an act of strength. To hold still when chaos provokes movement is the sign of mastery. The Stoic does not freeze in fear, but steadies through awareness. They examine impulse and decide whether it serves virtue. Reaction is replaced with intention. Each pause becomes an act of control that protects the mind from disorder. The space between impulse and response becomes sacred territory. To force understanding before readiness is to destroy learning. Epictetus said it is impossible for a person to learn what they think they already know. Knowledge demands humility. The Stoic approaches wisdom like an empty vessel. They receive, reflect, and refine. Arrogance blocks the flow of truth. The one who admits ignorance begins to see clearly. To see clearly is to begin the work of transformation. The Stoic disciplines their curiosity. They seek understanding through observation, not argument. They do not rush to conclusions. They allow experience to teach at its own pace. Wisdom arrives in silence more often than in noise. Reflection, not assertion, reveals depth. The person who practices this rhythm becomes immune to deception because they see through assumption. Each day becomes an opportunity to test principles through conduct. To wish that events unfold as they do is to practice the art of serenity. The Stoic performs their duty without attachment to result. They serve reason as their compass. They adjust action according to truth, not emotion. When things align, they move. When they do not, they wait. Their patience is discipline disguised as calm. First, say to yourself what you would be, Epictetus instructed, and then do what you have to do. The Stoic begins every journey within. They define the character they wish to embody before engaging the world. This self-declaration sets the direction of all future motion. Each decision either strengthens or weakens alignment with that ideal. The person who knows who they are wastes no movement. Every act becomes deliberate. When identity is guided by principle, effort becomes effortless. The Stoic works with precision because they understand themselves. They do not scatter energy chasing approval. They invest it in consistency. Each task is completed with quiet excellence. Progress becomes a natural outcome of integrity. The mind no longer needs to force ambition. Purpose sustains it. The modern world rewards speed, but speed often betrays weakness. The Stoic measures progress by depth, not pace. They move through the day as an artisan shapes marble, slow, steady, exact. Every motion refines, every pause instructs. In this way, discipline replaces anxiety. The act of doing becomes a meditation. Silence accompanies every motion like a trusted companion. When the Stoic encounters obstacles, they examine cause before reaction. They understand that frustration reveals attachment. By observing the source of disturbance, they regain balance. The obstacle becomes teacher. Control is restored through analysis, not resistance. Each challenge exposes the remaining traces of vanity and expectation. The wise are grateful for this exposure. People exhaust themselves trying to command the uncontrollable. The Stoic conserves energy by acting within their boundaries. They focus entirely on conduct, discipline, and response. Beyond that, everything is wind. They let the wind pass through without opposition. The calm that follows this restraint is the beginning of wisdom. It cannot be taken, only cultivated. The one who stops forcing outcomes begins to live intelligently. They respond to change with measured adaptation. They observe before they decide. They understand that life is a conversation, not a conquest. Nature speaks through circumstance, and the Stoic listens. This listening forms a rhythm of cooperation between will and reality. That rhythm becomes inner harmony. The disciplined mind seeks proportion in all things. They do not overreact to fortune nor collapse under loss. Their composure is built through repetition. Each trial is practice in constancy. Every emotional storm tests the strength of foundation. In surviving them without bitterness, the Stoic proves mastery. The calm within becomes a law unshaken by circumstance. A person who forces nothing commands everything. Their power lies in precision. Each thought is chosen, each word deliberate. They do not compete with chaos. They move through it untouched. To others, their restraint appears as mystery. To themselves, it feels like alignment. The world no longer dictates their rhythm because they have found their own. Understanding replaces urgency when perception matures. The Stoic learns to see meaning where others see delay. They treat every pause as preparation. They realize that stillness before action is strength accumulating. When movement comes, it carries clarity instead of confusion. Their timing becomes exact because it aligns with awareness. This precision transforms patience into mastery. Each morning, the Stoic renews their vow to reason. They remind themselves that life will not obey desire. They prepare for discomfort as a craftsman prepares tools. Every interaction becomes a test of principle. When provoked, they observe emotion. When tempted, they measure motive. These quiet acts of self-command define true discipline. When the mind stops forcing, it begins perceiving. The Stoic sees patterns where impatience saw chaos. They understand that every event belongs to a sequence beyond personal design. This insight dissolves anxiety. The world becomes navigable through awareness. Each step fits naturally into the unfolding of order. The person becomes part of the structure instead of resisting it. The wise cultivate stillness without withdrawal. They remain active in duty, but empty of demand. This emptiness creates space for clarity. Each decision emerges from quiet confidence. Emotion no longer clouds reasoning. The Stoic acts cleanly, with a precision that leaves no residue of regret. This is how peace and productivity coexist. Many seek control because they lack trust in their preparation. The Stoic resolves this by constant training. Each small discipline strengthens self-trust. The more they prove reliability to themselves, the less they grasp at results. Confidence replaces fear. Their actions become consistent because they no longer depend on reward. Work itself becomes satisfaction. Silence remains the environment where mastery matures. The Stoic uses solitude as workshop and sanctuary. Within silence, they meet their thoughts unguarded. They refine perspective through reflection. They release resentment, sharpen judgment, and cultivate gratitude. Out of this silence comes clarity sharp enough to withstand noise. The world's chaos loses influence over them. Every failure becomes a study in proportion. The Stoic does not hide from loss. They dissect it. They look for error in thought, not in fate. Each insight becomes reinforcement for the next attempt. Through this process, growth occurs without bitterness. Failure ceases to define identity. It becomes material for building endurance. A person who forces nothing becomes skilled at timing. They act at the precise moment opportunity ripens. Their restraint keeps them from premature action. Their awareness tells them when to strike with purpose. The combination of patience and precision creates momentum without friction. Life begins to cooperate with their discipline. This is the harmony of intelligent action. When one's will aligns with reality, the struggle ends. Effort remains, but suffering dissolves. The Stoic works, but without resistance. They meet challenges with the same calm used to meet ease. They understand that everything serves development when seen through reason. The difference between obstacle and opportunity disappears. Only practice remains. Self-control is not denial, it is direction. The Stoic channels impulse through reason's filter. Each emotion becomes a signal, not a command. Anger points to injustice, fear to preparation, desire to discipline. When guided properly, these forces serve rather than sabotage. The mind becomes conductor of its own orchestra. Harmony replaces confusion. Expectation collapses under the weight of its own demands. The Stoic learns to expect nothing and appreciate everything. They work without needing the future to validate the present. This independence protects peace. When results arrive, they are accepted calmly. When they do not, effort remains its own reward. Nothing is wasted when every action aligns with virtue. The ancient instruction to wish events as they occur carries immense practicality. It means to accept sequence before outcome, to understand that reality operates through cause, not opinion. The Stoic who internalizes this truth moves with remarkable stability. External turbulence no longer disturbs inner symmetry. Their peace is not an escape, but an equilibrium achieved through acceptance. This posture transforms endurance into art. Every moment contains instruction for those who watch carefully. The Stoic treats life as classroom, not battlefield. Each interaction teaches control. Each delay teaches patience. By studying these lessons without resentment, wisdom compounds. What once seemed misfortune becomes method. Awareness replaces resistance. The person matures through interpretation rather than reaction. When the Stoic encounters success, they remain measured. They understand that triumph and failure are temporary. What endures is character. To maintain balance through extremes is the highest discipline. They neither celebrate excessively nor despair deeply. This neutrality sustains focus. The inner rhythm remains unbroken. To force anything is to live outside of time. The Stoic chooses alignment with time instead of opposition. They understand that everything ripens when it must. Their role is to cultivate readiness. When the right moment comes, they are already prepared. This is the quiet advantage of patience. Preparation replaces pursuit. Each act of restraint strengthens the foundation of the will. The Stoic exercises this muscle through repetition. They hold silence in arguments, patience in delays, focus in boredom. Over time, control becomes second nature. The absence of haste becomes power in itself. Those who hurry begin to orbit those who wait with wisdom. The philosophy of non-forcing requires faith in order. It demands belief that the universe functions through structure, even when unseen. The Stoic lives by this understanding. They trust process without surrendering participation. They act fully but without demand for guarantee. This harmony between effort and acceptance defines true control. Their peace becomes a reflection of understanding. The mind trained in this way views change without fear. It adjusts posture as conditions shift. It remains calm while the world reshapes itself. The Stoic stands rooted in principle, flexible in method. This combination ensures survival through every transformation. The untrained resist and break, the disciplined bend and endure. The result is quiet victory. As the day closes, the Stoic reviews conduct without judgment. They examine where impulse triumphed and where reason prevailed. Each observation becomes instruction for tomorrow. Improvement is incremental and endless. Satisfaction comes not from perfection, but from progress. Through this nightly reflection, the cycle of mastery continues. Peace emerges not from external comfort, but from internal order. The Stoic cultivates this order through patience, awareness, and disciplined action. They practice calm as method, not mood. Their restraint becomes structure. Within that structure, freedom grows. Life ceases to be a storm. It becomes a current that carries the willing with quiet precision. The Stoic understands that order governs all movement. Every event arises from the sequence of cause and effect that spans beyond personal reach. The wise observe this law without complaint. They learn that the flow of existence never deviates from necessity. To perceive this is to dissolve confusion. What happens, happens as it must. And in recognizing this, serenity begins. The effort to resist what already is becomes meaningless when reason comprehends structure. Marcus Aurelius wrote that everything that happens, happens as it should, and that observation reveals this truth. The disciplined mind practices this observation daily. They watch circumstance unfold and trace its logic. The realization grows that harmony exists even in hardship. Suffering turns to understanding when seen through the lens of natural order. The Stoic no longer labels events as fortunate or cruel. They interpret them as instruments of formation. The person who learns to observe without judgment gains power. They move from reaction to comprehension. Each event is measured for its lesson, not for its comfort. This way of living transforms chaos into clarity. the world continues its rhythm, but perception deepens. Through observation, patience strengthens. The Stoic lives within the structure of fate as a student, not a victim. Nature follows its own rhythm, and the wise align their motion with it. They act when the moment ripens, and they rest when stillness is required. Forcing progress outside its season invites decay. The disciplined person understands that waiting is not stagnation. It is preparation in silence. Strength gathers in the unseen phases of patience. From this stillness, endurance matures into wisdom. Marcus Aurelius reflected the same truth echoed by Lao Tzu. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. The Stoic studies this principle through observation of the natural world. Rivers carve valleys without haste. Trees grow silently toward light. Seasons return without command. Each phenomenon demonstrates that power unfolds through time, not through force. This lesson becomes the central discipline of composure. The mind trained in urgency weakens its own vision. The Stoic retrains perception to see depth within delay. They no longer interpret stillness as failure. They see that life's processes work beyond the scale of impatience. The unfolding of purpose cannot be measured by the hour or the day. It reveals itself through repetition and refinement. The person who embodies patience begins to live in rhythm with permanence. When observation deepens, control returns. The Stoic realizes that the present moment carries all necessary elements for composure. Each difficulty is an opportunity for alignment. Each delay conceals preparation. The act of acceptance becomes an act of power. The wise stop reaching for what is beyond their reach and perfect what is within their grasp. Through this adjustment, the world begins to cooperate. Discontent arises when perception argues with order. The Stoic corrects this by training thought to follow reality instead of expectation. They accept weather as it comes, fortune as it flows, time as it moves. Each acceptance strengthens endurance. The desire for control fades as understanding deepens. Peace replaces tension through cooperation with what already exists. The universe becomes companion instead of adversary. In silence, reason reveals pattern. The Stoic sees repetition where others see randomness. They trace how hardship precedes clarity, how struggle precedes steadiness. This awareness turns experience into wisdom. They begin to recognize that fate is not against them but around them. Everything serves the refinement of perception. Even delay becomes sacred instruction. The practice of patience begins in the smallest acts. Waiting without agitation, speaking with measure, listening without interruption. Each moment of restraint strengthens the mind structure. This training accumulates invisible power. When greater challenges arise, composure responds naturally. The person becomes anchored within themselves, unmoved by external tempo. Every form of life teaches patience. The mountain forms through millennia of pressure. The ocean withdraws and returns with silent rhythm. The seed breaks before it grows. Observation of these patterns trains the Stoic in proportion. They learn to measure their ambition against the tempo of nature. What grows too quickly rarely endures. What forms slowly becomes foundation. The disciplined person views obstacles as elements of necessary balance. If progress came without interruption, character would dissolve into fragility. Resistance builds stability. The Stoic accepts opposition as evidence of motion. They move through difficulty with calm precision. The calm is not passive, it is focused. Within that calm lies a strength that cannot be rushed. When life withholds, the Stoic studies rather than complains. They examine their response for traces of pride or fear. They adjust thought until acceptance feels natural. The act of understanding becomes meditation. With each repetition, the mind gains resilience. The less they force, the more they see. The more they see, the clearer their conduct becomes. To act in harmony with order is to experience freedom within structure. The Stoic moves deliberately, guided by principle rather than emotion. Their decisions follow reason's course like rivers following gravity. Each action supports equilibrium. There is no wasted effort, no unnecessary struggle. Progress happens without strain because it follows alignment. The untrained mind mistakes stillness for emptiness. The Stoic experiences stillness as presence. In quiet, the senses sharpen. Perception expands. The boundaries between event and understanding dissolve. Through stillness, awareness becomes active. The mind observes without interference, allowing truth to reveal itself unforced. Clarity appears as a natural outcome of patience. When the Stoic faces uncertainty, they remember that reality is self-correcting. Everything finds balance through cause and effect. Their task is not to predict every outcome, but to remain stable within the motion of change. This posture transforms anxiety into readiness. The wise do not cling to plans. They adapt through observation. Adaptation replaces resistance as the highest form of control. The rhythm of existence is constant, though often unseen. The Stoic learns to trust this rhythm. They understand that every season carries purpose. Growth and decay share the same cycle. To fear one and crave the other is to misunderstand unity. The person who accepts this rhythm becomes timeless. They move through life with unbroken balance. Observation leads to humility. The Stoic realizes how small the self is compared to the total design. This realization removes arrogance. They act sincerely within their limited sphere while admiring the vast order beyond. This humility refines power. The one who accepts their place in the cosmos becomes strong through harmony, not through assertion. This alignment creates quiet dignity. The principle that everything happens as it should does not erase effort, it purifies it. The Stoic continues to act with excellence. Their diligence remains constant. What changes is their relationship to outcome. They labor without the corruption of desperation. Work becomes expression, not struggle. The energy once wasted on control is redirected toward precision. When the Stoic contemplates nature, they see reflection of their own mind. The cycles of night and day mirror endurance and renewal. The flow of water mirrors adaptability. The stillness of stone mirrors resolve. Each element teaches without speech. The person who studies these examples begins to live in rhythm with reason. This harmony strengthens both mind and body. Peace develops through repetition of principle. The Stoic repeats patience until it becomes instinct. They repeat composure until it becomes identity. Through this steady application, reaction disappears. Thought leads every motion. Awareness guides every tone. Existence transforms into deliberate movement, smooth and clear. The one who hurries becomes blind to meaning. The Stoic walks at the pace of understanding. They allow insight to form fully before acting. This patience ensures that every decision carries weight. The result is fewer mistakes, greater endurance, and deeper calm. This is not a slower life, but a more intelligent one. The time gained through wisdom exceeds the time lost to haste. Every event becomes evidence of the order Marcus described. Misfortune loses its sharpness. Success loses its illusion. Both are absorbed into a larger pattern. The Stoic observes this pattern until it becomes intuitive. Life ceases to surprise. It continues to challenge, but never confuses. Awareness becomes shield and compass. The disciplined person builds rhythm through discipline of attention. They return to focus each time distraction arises. This act of return is practice. Through it, they learn to guide themselves gently back to reason. Patience extends beyond waiting, it includes returning. The will gains endurance by repetition of correction. This steadiness defines maturity. To live without forcing is to allow wisdom to unfold naturally. The Stoic trusts that understanding matures like fruit on the branch. Premature certainty is discarded. Inquiry replaces assumption. With each experience, insight ripens. When it arrives, it fits perfectly within the pattern of reason. The timing of comprehension follows its own law. People often attempt to accelerate growth through intensity. The Stoic chooses consistency. They prefer steady motion to sudden bursts. Consistency roots behavior in permanence. It creates character rather than spectacle. In time, the consistent surpass the impatient. The world measures progress by speed. Wisdom measures it by endurance. Observation of life's structure breeds gratitude. The Stoic thanks the present for its instruction. Each circumstance, pleasant or painful, offers material for refinement. They stop asking why events occur and begin asking what they teach. Gratitude turns every moment into practice. Practice becomes strength. The life guided by gratitude loses no value to circumstance. The one who acts with patience discovers hidden efficiency. Energy once wasted in emotional resistance becomes available for precise effort. They accomplish more by doing less. The calm mind moves directly. The hurried mind circles endlessly. The Stoic eliminates friction through composure. This economy of motion defines mastery. The idea that nature accomplishes all without haste becomes living philosophy. The Stoic mirrors this process in action. They allow development to emerge from persistence. Their achievements grow from repetition, not urgency. Each day adds quiet momentum. Over years, this momentum becomes destiny. Accomplishment becomes the inevitable result of alignment. When facing loss, the Stoic remembers the balance of gain within the same cycle. They know that decay feeds growth, that endings shape beginnings. This understanding prevents despair. The person who sees life as equilibrium does not collapse under transition. They adapt with precision. Their spirit bends like the reed that survives the storm. This endurance is the essence of peace. Every delay conceals instruction about proportion. The Stoic uses each pause to observe tendency. They notice where impatience stirs, where anxiety grows. By studying these impulses, they weaken their hold. Awareness becomes antidote. Over time, emotional turbulence decreases. The person moves through delay as calmly as through success. The discipline of non-forcing transforms perception of time. The Stoic no longer lives in anticipation. They occupy the present fully. Each task receives complete attention. Each interaction becomes opportunity for practice. This presence replaces distraction with purpose. Through this focus, meaning expands. The wise live as witnesses to order rather than architects of control. They act in cooperation with cause. They understand that their role is participation, not domination. This acceptance breeds quiet confidence. The universe no longer feels hostile. It feels precise. The Stoic stands within this precision, aligned and aware. When chaos surrounds them, the disciplined person remains steady. They recall that nature accomplishes everything without haste. They let this truth dissolve panic. Movement becomes methodical again. Breathing slows. Perception widens. The mind returns to balance. Within that balance, reason restores direction. To understand that everything happens as it should is to cease arguing with time. The Stoic flows through change without internal resistance. Their calm influences others, creating order in the midst of disorder. Each moment becomes both teacher and test. they respond with steadiness learned through repetition. This steadiness becomes their presence. Their presence becomes their philosophy. Every day lived through these principles refines the will further. The mind becomes smoother, like stone polished by constant water. No sudden reaction remains. Each emotion is guided, each action measured. Through patient endurance, peace transforms from concept to condition. In this condition, existence becomes balanced motion. The Stoic stands in harmony with what is. The mind that rushes misses the shape of truth. The Stoic learns to slow the inner motion until perception becomes clear. Every hurried act scatters attention and weakens precision. The world rewards speed, yet the wise see that urgency consumes understanding. Seneca said that he who hurries delays the things of life. The faster one moves without awareness, the longer they wander without depth. Each act performed without presence becomes repetition instead of mastery. To live deliberately is to reclaim time from noise. The Stoic paces their existence as if sculpting each hour by hand. They do not fill the day, they shape it. This deliberate motion allows experience to mature into knowledge. The person who slows enough to observe begins to see meaning where others see interruption. Every conversation, every silence, every pause between tasks reveals texture. Within this awareness, life becomes weighty instead of fleeting. The one who forces outcomes interrupts the process that teaches them. Haste becomes the enemy of clarity. The Stoic learns that patience is not delay, but depth. To move too quickly through experience is to deny its instruction. Understanding requires digestion. The disciplined person grants each moment its full measure before moving forward. This rhythm preserves composure and prevents waste of energy. When Seneca wrote that hurry delays life, he revealed the irony of impatience. The person chasing the future postpones the present. The more they grasp at time, the less they possess it. The Stoic reverses this error by holding attention steady on the immediate. In this steadiness, they extract the full value of every circumstance. The hours stop dissolving into one another. Time becomes lived instead of counted. In stillness, the Stoic discovers how silence serves wisdom. Seneca advised that it is better to be silent and let others think you a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. Silence becomes protection for the mind. It guards against impulsive expression. The quiet thinker observes what others reveal through words. In the absence of speech, perception sharpens. Listening becomes an art form that transforms understanding. Every word unmeasured drains authority. The Stoic disciplines speech through restraint. They weigh intent before release. This self-command turns dialogue into precision. They speak only when words serve reason. The silence between sentences holds more influence than noise. Presence grows heavier when it is not squandered on reaction. The untrained person fills silence with insecurity. The Stoic fills silence with thought. They are comfortable within the pauses that others fear. This comfort reveals stability. The more they master silence, the more they master themselves. In quiet rooms, they become architects of understanding. The absence of speech becomes the birthplace of insight. Haste in communication mirrors haste in living. The one who rushes to speak also rushes to decide. The Stoic trains to listen, reflect, and respond with care. This deliberate pattern builds trust. Others feel the weight of their presence because it is never scattered. They speak slowly, think deeply, and act cleanly. Each expression aligns with principle. The greatest obstacle to living, Seneca wrote, is expectancy. The mind that hangs upon tomorrow loses today. The Stoic treats this as instruction for freedom. They see how hope, when tied to future outcomes, becomes a chain disguised as motivation. Anticipation breeds tension, the wise trained to exist fully within the frame of the present. This is where control lives and where life actually unfolds. Expectation divides energy. Half of attention reaches forward into what has not yet formed, while the other half neglects the moment unfolding now. The Stoic reclaims both halves by staying entirely within the present. This unity of focus generates calm. Decisions become sharp because they are unclouded by projection. The person who occupies the current moment gains strength unavailable to those living elsewhere in thought. Presence becomes the foundation of freedom. When expectation governs the mind, disappointment becomes inevitable. The Stoic removes this risk by aligning intent with reality instead of imagination. They prepare, but they do not cling. They act, but they do not assume. This discipline transforms daily living into balanced motion. Success or failure no longer disturbs peace. What matters is integrity of conduct. Fulfillment arises through participation, not prediction. Every form of forcing originates from attachment to expectation. The person who tries to control outcomes does so because they cannot trust time. The Stoic corrects this by learning to cooperate with sequence. They observe cause and effect unfolding at their own pace. The universe teaches timing through repetition. Patience is the only tool capable of perceiving it. To fight sequence is to extend suffering. Haste blinds perception. When the mind moves faster than experience, awareness breaks. The Stoic trains to let experience arrive in its entirety. They study cause before reacting to effect. They notice the tone beneath words, the rhythm beneath events. This sensitivity gives them foresight. Their calm becomes strategic. The slow mind sees far. To hurry is to believe there is somewhere else to be. The Stoic understands that arrival is illusion. Each destination becomes another point of departure. The wise live as travelers within the same landscape, revisiting lessons with new depth. Contentment is found in motion aligned with purpose, not in the end of motion. When every step is complete in itself, forcing becomes unnecessary. Each action fulfills its own meaning. In silence, the mind hears its own chaos. The Stoic uses this awareness as practice. They learn to organize thought through observation. The inner dialogue slows, patterns reveal themselves, and emotion softens. Clarity grows from within. This internal stillness creates external stability. Every interaction begins from calm, and calm becomes the defining feature of their presence. The person who practices restraint discovers how much energy impulsiveness wastes. Every hasty decision requires correction. Every uncontrolled word demands repair. The Stoic conserves energy through discipline. They correct thought before expression, motive before movement. This economy of effort leads to longevity. Their progress endures because it is measured. The wise value silence as a weapon of peace. It cuts through confusion by refusing to participate in it. When argument arises, they step back. When provocation tempts, they breathe. The absence of reaction often resolves what words would inflame. This is not withdrawal, but precision of control. Mastery begins when emotion no longer dictates engagement. To remain silent in a world addicted to noise is an act of rebellion. The Stoic embodies this rebellion with composure. Their stillness exposes the emptiness of superficial noise. Those around them sense authority without domination. True strength requires no declaration. Presence speaks through conduct, not explanation. The disciplined person lives this truth until it becomes their natural posture. The art of non-forcing extends beyond behavior into perception. The Stoic allows thoughts to form naturally. They do not chase ideas through anxiety. they let insight approach on its own terms. In this receptivity, creativity becomes disciplined. Understanding arrives through patience. This quiet intellect builds depth without strain. The greatest delay in living comes from anticipation of living better later. Seneca's warning against expectancy reveals how future thinking steals vitality. The Stoic counters this by full immersion in each moment's discipline. They act as if each day were complete in itself. When today is lived completely, tomorrow loses its tyranny. Time becomes a series of fulfilled moments, not unending pursuit. To remain grounded in the present, the Stoic practices awareness through observation. They study details others ignore, the weight of breath, the sound of wind, the structure of thought. Each observation becomes a meditation. The mind steadies as attention expands. In this precision, restlessness dissolves. The person learns that peace is always available through awareness. Every hurried act reveals disbelief in natural timing. The Stoic rebuilds trust in process through experience. They recall how every storm has ended and how every difficulty taught endurance. This memory strengthens patience. They no longer demand clarity in advance. They allow it to arrive through repetition. Through this trust, anxiety fades into confidence. Speech is treated as a responsibility. The Stoic knows that words create weight in the world. They choose them carefully, aware that each sentence carries moral consequence. To speak without purpose is to scatter integrity. Measured speech becomes extension of self-command. The one who speaks only when necessary commands attention without seeking it. The fewer their words, the greater their impact. The mind ruled by expectation confuses preparation with prediction. The Stoic separates them through reason. Preparation belongs to discipline. Prediction belongs to desire. Discipline can be mastered, desire cannot. The wise prepare for outcomes but attach to none. This separation maintains balance. It allows full effort without emotional dependency. When others rush, the Stoic remains deliberate. Their pace is dictated by reason, not comparison. They understand that alignment matters more than appearance. Each act performed with presence carries more force than 1,000 performed through haste. The accumulation of calm effort builds quiet momentum. That momentum creates results without struggle. Life begins to flow in rhythm with intention. The silence that accompanies patience is fertile. Within it, understanding grows naturally. The Stoic listens to this silence until it speaks. It teaches proportion, humility, and focus. It clarifies values by stripping distraction. From this foundation, every choice becomes simpler. The person who listens long enough to silence begins to hear truth. To live without forcing is to let virtue express itself unpressured. The Stoic acts rightly because it aligns with nature, not because it guarantees reward. This detachment frees them from anxiety. They serve reason as principle, not as transaction. Integrity becomes effortless through repetition. Peace follows naturally because conflict has no place in alignment. Haste creates noise inside the soul. The Stoic quiets it through rhythm. They work, pause, reflect, and resume. This sequence balances intensity with recovery. It mirrors the breathing of nature, expansion and contraction. Each pause restores clarity. Each movement renews strength. The wise approach life as a craftsman approaches art. They do not strike the stone endlessly. They strike it correctly. Every action is intentional. They rest between efforts to study their work. This combination of precision and patience leads to refinement. Mastery reveals itself through restraint. The fewer the errors, the stronger the result. The world often confuses movement with progress. The Stoic knows that progress is measured by improvement of character. A single day lived with reason outweighs a lifetime of frenzy. This truth liberates the disciplined from society's obsession with speed. They walk their path quietly, measuring growth in clarity. What matters is consistency of virtue. The result is inevitable when conduct aligns with wisdom. Seneca's wisdom about expectancy remains the compass of presence. To lose today through anticipation of tomorrow is to lose everything. The Stoic guards the present with vigilance. They treat each moment as irreplaceable material. In this attention, gratitude grows naturally. Gratitude anchors awareness in reality. Every breath becomes a complete expression of life. The one who hurries through life never truly lives it. The Stoic who moves patiently experiences its entirety. They know that each delay conceals opportunity. Each silence holds insight. Each waiting period strengthens will. Through this practice, they transcend restlessness. Their calm becomes discipline, and discipline becomes peace. Life unfolds as it must, and they move within it effortlessly. Through patience, silence, and presence, the Stoic transforms existence into practice. They act with steadiness, speak with measure, and observe with care. Their control over impulse creates inner abundance. Nothing is lost through delay. Everything becomes meaningful through attention. The art of non-forcing becomes the art of living itself. The wisdom of the Stoics teaches that life unfolds according to its own design, and to move with it is to live intelligently. The person who no longer forces outcomes begins to see the invisible architecture of balance. Each day reveals itself through its rhythm of challenge and calm, loss and renewal. The mind that observes without demanding learns to cooperate with the inevitable. This cooperation is freedom, and through it, peace ceases to be a concept and becomes a living condition. Patience becomes the highest form of strength. To wait without agitation requires mastery of the self. The Stoic treats each delay as a chance to deepen understanding. Every quiet hour becomes an arena for discipline. Within that calm, endurance strengthens like iron beneath flame. The world rushes forward in confusion, while the disciplined move in steady rhythm, guided by principle rather than impulse. Silence matures into wisdom. The Stoic learns to hold words until they are shaped by reason. This measured restraint builds authority that cannot be faked. In quiet thought, truth reveals its outline. Every unnecessary reaction fades away. What remains is conduct aligned with virtue, precise, stable, and composed. The practice of presence transforms ordinary life into sacred rhythm. Each moment receives full attention. Work, rest, and reflection blend into one seamless movement of purpose. Expectation loses its grip as awareness expands. The Stoic lives within this current without resistance, trusting that each event contributes to the architecture of growth. In this harmony, peace and power exist together. To live without forcing is to live in rhythm with the universe. Every decision becomes deliberate. Every thought flows through the filter of reason. The individual stands calm within motion, unshaken by speed, untouched by noise. This is the Stoic path, to move as nature moves, to endure as stone endures, and to live with the quiet certainty that everything happens as it must.